What are we most thankful for this year? We answer that question and more this week on Only Stupid Answers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Only Stupid Answers. This is the show where we answer your questions about movies, TV shows, comic books, and Thanksgivings. That's right. This is our Thanksgiving episode. I thought we did a specifically a Thanksgiving episode previously, but I looked back. I couldn't find it. I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
Really?
I don't know. But listen, this one we're doing specifically Thanksgiving, possibly my least favorite holiday. So that is what...
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm not a big turkey guy. I'm not a big fan of turkey, and that seems to be what the holiday is all about.
Oh, my God, DJ. You don't like Thanksgiving because you don't like turkey?
Yeah. And it's also stressful. It's a lot of Thanksgiving is, your family members are stressed out, and you eat a big bird you don't like. That's Thanksgiving for me.
Wow, it's one of my favorite holidays. I'm obsessed with Thanksgiving.
Well, listen.
It's the only time of the year that I come home for sure. I've never missed one.
There you go. That's a good reason to like it. So for those just tuning in on our Thanksgiving episode, the voices you hear are me, DJ, and your other host, Roxy. Yeah. What? How are you? How are you doing?
Feeling super thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm really ready for a belly full of turkey and stuffing and gravy and mashed potatoes. That's what I called them growing up. Potatoes.
Potatoes. I like it. I'm into it. So
you got to get your mashed potatoes.
So since this is our Thanksgiving episode, what are your favorite Thanksgiving? What? Pick one. If you had to pick one Thanksgiving food.
The thing about Thanksgiving, DJ, is you're supposed to eat them all together.
Nope. You got to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to make you Sophie's Choice this.
My favorite would be... probably stuffing, but again, stuffing solo is that's not cool. You don't want solo stuffing.
You don't want solo stuffing. Okay.
Although I would eat it. It's so fattening and so good. I know what it is. My number one favorite is every year my sister and I make pumpkin bread that my mom used to make, and it is the best. Oh. I just don't even know. I didn't say it at first because we eat it for 2 weeks. We make about 10 batches. So I think of it as my favorite November food.
Yeah. But it's technically
it tomorrow, which is going to be Saturday. Yeah. So we can have it for the whole week before Thanksgiving and then the whole week after Thanksgiving.
Love it. I support it. I think for me, my sister makes a mean homemade mac and cheese that I'm a big fan of. When I'm home for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving with your sister?
I mean, when we were growing up. I don't do I leave. I'll visit home around Christmas. The big ones in the Wooldridge household, or at least the big ones for DJ, are Christmas and Halloween. Those are the big ones. Thanksgiving, take it or leave it.
Yeah, so we don't do Christmas, obviously.
Yes.
Because the whole Jew thing. Mm-hmm. So that one doesn't... I feel like most people go home for the holidays, and this is the holiday I go home for.
That makes sense. See that? Now the picture's coming into... See, if you had Christmas, which you could, by... It's so secularized. You totally could, by the way. But I also appreciate... Yeah, it's so... Well, here's the thing. I think for me, the context is... I grew up in a very conservative Christian community, and they would be like, no, it's Jesus's birthday. It's totally fucking not. You need to cool down, cool off on that. Let people celebrate what they want, dude.
Yeah. We just don't live in a Christian nation, and I don't celebrate Christmas because it is not a commercial holiday. It is a Christian holiday. Mm-hmm. So to me, that is weird.
Totally fair.
But it does... The thing is, I think I would maybe think about it if it wasn't fucking jammed down my throat for 2 months.
Totally Christmas fair. And I also don't want to be in the position of trying to colonize your holiday. You don't need it. You don't need it. You can if you want, but you don't need it.
Yeah, Christmas would be really cool. I love love. You know that lover, mm-hmm. love, shipper, ships. And I feel like people spread love on Christmas, which I love.
Yeah.
I wish that Christmas was a week and not 2 months. I think that should get a solid week.
Roxy, it has to be 2 months so we can sell you all the things.
I know.
Sell you all the things.
The amount of times I've already heard Mariah Carey and I'm just like, ugh.
Okay, here's my deal. Here's my jam. Black Friday, I don't do Christmas stuff because I don't want to burn. I love it so much. I don't want to burn myself out on it. You know what I mean? So Black Friday is when the Christmas decorations go up. They do not go up before. That's when I put them up. I do it for the month. They might stay up a little bit into January.
You purchase Christmas gifts on Black Friday?
I do put up decorations. I purchase gifts. Because I'm also kind of forgetful. So I try to do it ahead of time so I don't jam myself up.
What does gift giving purchasing look like for you?
In what sense?
Like, do you do gifts for Monica, period? Do you send things to your family?
Send things for the family.
Online shopping.
Yeah, I mostly do online shopping, especially for family that's away that doesn't live here. And because I was raised by my parents, a lot of emphasis on having everything be equal. So everybody, I spend the same amount on everybody, roughly, give or take, you know. Because you don't want anybody feeling left out or less than or whatever. You're all getting the same amount. And I do that for birthdays. I do that for what Monica and I have a set. This is the amount we spend on gifts. That's what it is. And then
you send it to them, and then on Christmas they open it.
Yes.
And then call you and say like, thank you for
doing. Yeah, thanks. You did good.
And they send you something, and you open it on Christmas.
On Christmas Day. Yep. Yep. Aww. So for you, if we were to rank holidays for you, how does the ranking go?
Single Roxy and couple Roxy have different holiday rankings.
Gotcha. Can you give me both?
Yeah. Couple Roxy is obsessed with Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve.
Gotcha.
Love those ones.
Lover, shipper of ships. I got it.
Love, shipper of ships. Single Roxy loves Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
But Thanksgiving is always up there for me. So I love Thanksgiving, and I like my birthday always, but I love Thanksgiving because I have never missed it. And it used to be, it transforms my household every year. My mom used to throw Thanksgiving for 35 people.
Wow.
Which was crazy every year. And then when she passed away, we did like just immediate family Thanksgiving for a while. And now every year we kind of mix up depending what we want to do. Like sometimes we invite some people, sometimes we won't, but it's always my immediate family at least. And I have a very great, very close, very relaxed family. So that like you can wear sweatpants. We like all just sit and have some wine and like laugh and eat food and then like watch football and then roll that into dinner. You know, it's kind of, we eat lunch and then hang and then dinner and keep hanging. It's a whole
day. So is lunch like the big meal?
My family does lunch around like 4 p.m. Oh, so
wow.
We usually eat Thanksgiving around 4. Cool, and then we break for the Patriots, I think, are playing at 7 or something. Mm-hmm. And then we will eat again after. So we usually do like another meal around like 10 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Cause
and then tease it in the microwave meal the second time.
A little bit earlier in the day, but we tend to do, my family always tend to do Thanksgiving midday, big meal, and then leftovers for dinner as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then when's dessert?
It's all part of it. Yeah. Yeah. Like the pumpkin pie comes out with all that. Yeah. I think just for me, like Christmas has the better branding. For me, it has a better food. We do the honey baked ham. And you get presents. Thanksgiving got none of that.
Yeah, totally hear you on that. We do use it as a time to give thanks and talk about things we're thankful for, which I love. And also, I think that I'm in such a rare position where when we're talking about things I'm thankful for, I'm one of the only people I know who has like a family, the immediate family who's like just ride or die, completely obsessed with each other and live across the country from one another. So like the fact that every year that day, we all are together, no matter what, that's so cool. Christmas does a better branding by far. Mm-hmm. Cause even when you try to think about Thanksgiving movies, there's like two, and they're not the big ones. There's great Thanksgiving TV episodes, but Christmas obviously has everything. But Thanksgiving to me, I, I don't know. I've never had a honey glazed ham on Christmas, but Thanksgiving to me has bomb.com food.
Yeah.
We do the sweet potatoes, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the gravy, the breads, the pies. Yes, of course, turkey, carrots and green beans and like all those things go really well as leftovers too.
Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving food. Turkey is like the most lackluster of the Thanksgiving foods to me.
Yeah.
But it's like totally fine.
Yeah.
It's just like, it depends on what you put on it. Like you got to load that shit with stuffing and gravy. You got to.
Yeah. And I get it. And I think it's just for me, it's the foundational
do you get it?
Part. I do. And you're making a very good argument for Thanksgiving. But I think for me, because of all the food, a lot of cooking, everybody's there, a lot of tension. I associate Thanksgiving with a lot of tension. I don't need it. You make a very compelling argument for it.
We're being in LA though, DJ, because I do find that 99% of the people we associate with, if they're going to go home, because most people are transplants in LA, they go home for Christmas, not Thanksgiving. So I do find a lot of people find Thanksgiving to be like a little bit of a lonely guy holiday, you know?
the redheaded stepchild of the holidays.
Because flying twice in 2 months is just not possible.
Especially not now. Especially not now. Do you think... for you, do you think you benefit from flying? Like, because I would imagine flying around Christmas time sounds like a nightmare to me.
No, flying around Christmas time is so much better than flying around Thanksgiving. The most traveled days of the year are leading up to Thanksgiving and after Thanksgiving.
Oof.
It's a nightmare. Oof. And it's so expensive. That's why I'm home now, too. Mm-hmm. I cannot fly the week of Thanksgiving. Oof. It's just too expensive before or after, especially cross country. Mm-hmm. It is like, tickets are like, if you're trying to fly in the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and leave the Sunday after Thanksgiving, tickets are like $2,000.
Is there anything unique about the way Boston celebrates Thanksgiving?
I do think Boston's a really great... Well, first of all, obviously, this is where the Pilgrims landed. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm super duper not pro Pilgrim.
Yeah.
For lack of better words, I obviously think that Christopher Columbus is a POS.
Yes.
And what he did to the indigenous people is fucking disgusting. And I don't, my Thanksgiving has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking crazy and egregious. But I do think that Boston's a really cool place to celebrate Thanksgiving because the weather, it's like very, it kind of like makes sense here. And the customs of Thanksgiving here very much in the culture. I don't know if there's one specific, like we don't do like New York, the Thanksgiving Day parade, or is that New York?
That is New York. Yeah.
But just the energy.
New York.
The energy in Boston is very Thanksgiving-y.
Cool. And you get seasons in Boston, right? You get like snow and shit.
Oh my God. It's going to be 20 something tonight. I'm miserable about
Oof. It. Because just came from Florida. And Florida was like 70, which normally 70 out here, very nice. And Florida was like, God, it's fucking, just because of the humidity, it's like, God, it's hot. Got back here this morning, it was 40. And I had to bundle up because I went from Florida to LA. So when you're throwing out 20s, And I've got my best friend is in Detroit. And so when he throws out like the weather out there, I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah, it gets really, really uncomfortably cold.
But the good news is it gets gross hot in the summer, right? So you get like the best of both.
That is good news, yeah. CJ. How do you know?
Yeah, cool. Where does, if you don't mind me asking, where does Hanukkah land on in the hierarchy of...
So in terms of being Jewish, Hanukkah is one of our least... big deal holidays.
Yeah.
So we have the high holidays,
Rosh
Hashanah, Yom Kippur, things like that. And then we've got the not high holidays, Hanukkah, which is the Festival of Lights, which I love. And when I am home, I light, or wherever I am, I light the menorah all 8 nights. Cool. I sing by myself and I light them because I love candles. I love the like tradition of it. And Hanukkah is a beautiful holiday. Once again, about the persecution of the Jews and their ability to survive and thrive and survive on pretty much nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a great holiday, but it's not very important to us.
Yeah.
I do like Hanukkah, but when I was home, it was the best. My family celebrated. We lit the candle all together. It's just like, I can't come home for it.
Yeah.
So it's always a different time every year and nobody acknowledges it because nobody knows what it is. So I never get work off for it. So I always have to work. So I kind of have to just be like, it just is what it is. Like people don't even say like Happy Hanukkah. It's just, and how would they even know, you know, but it's just like, oh, this is a bummer the way that our country deals with Hanukkah.
Yeah. And it's also a bummer too, because you're talking about, and somebody that's read the Bible, obviously the high holidays are mentioned in there. Hanukkah is not, that one's not in there, but it is weird that is my go-to, even though it's not even important to you. Right. That is the one I know.
It's because especially in America, we've like made it into something because of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not to like combat Christmas, but it's around a similar season. Usually this year actually takes place over Christmas.
Yeah.
So, and so we've made it more commercialized with presents and things like that. So that's why people kind of compare. So I like Hanukkah, but it sucks when I'm far away and nobody's saying anything. And it's just like, okay, it's just another.
Yeah.
Just another 8 days, you know, just chilling. But I like it. I like making latkes, and I like being with, I'll go to my grandparents. We usually do one of the nights together where we like make it a Hanukkah night where I'll buy them like presents and stuff, and I'll do like a whole Hanukkah thing with them, which is fun. And sometimes my cousin or my aunt and uncle will come in for that, but it's not, like, again, then I have to go to work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I like Hanukkah for sure. I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Hanukkah. It's got chocolate and potatoes and dreidel and presents and beautiful lights. So it's definitely like it's a really pretty holiday.
Yeah. All us, we Christians, we're all about those presents. We want it's what Jesus said. He's like, hey, y'all spend as much money as you can. I'm all about it. It's his most famous thing. Dope. Cool. Well, I do think you've made me rethink some things. Maybe I should be less grumpy about Thanksgiving.
What are you going to do this year, DJ?
I have no idea. I'm going to do the same year thing I do every year, is whatever people tell me to do. It's like, okay, here's what we're doing. It's like, all right, I'll tag
along.
Are
you doing a Friendsgiving kind of thing or what?
Honestly, it depends on what Monica wants to do with her mom, who is out here. And I will listen, whatever, happy wife, happy life, whatever makes her happy. Christmas, I have goals. Halloween, I have goals. I like decorating. I picked that up from my dad. And as you pointed out, cool decorations for Christmas, cool decorations for Halloween, Thanksgiving. Although my dad decorates for Thanksgiving. I'm the only Thanksgiving Scrooge in my family. I'm the only one that's like, nah, I don't need it. I don't care. So whatever my wife says she wants to do Thanksgiving, I will participate in that. But I myself have
different
no goals.
Holidays. It's important to have different holidays you give a shit about, because you can't be the person who's like, every holiday is my holiday.
Yeah.
No. So let her have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You take Halloween. It's a good mixture.
Yeah. Same with Valentine's Day. Have a tradition of that I might need to shake up at a certain point, where I give Monica a rose for every Valentine's we've spent together. It's getting a little expensive now, so I want to say 12, and I might want to float like that. Maybe we stop at the dozen, and also because it's getting a little hard to keep track, because now it's like anniversary from when we were dating compared to anniversary of marriage.
I love this. I think you need to go till 100.
God bless. That would be wonderful if we made it that far. It's just every other holiday is just like 4th of July. I don't care. Like it's Halloween and Christmas.
Oh, I love 4th of July.
I don't like the fireworks. I don't care. Oh, my neighbor's fucking blowing up shit outside my window. I don't need it. The dogs freak out. I don't know. I am now realizing, other than Halloween and Christmas, I'm grumpy about pretty much every other holiday.
Yeah, DJ talks trash.
Yeah, it just sounds like work. I don't want to put that much emphasis on it. Anyway, we've been talking a lot about about Thanksgiving, and I haven't even done the business up top. We got right into the main topic. Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. You want to catch this stuff early. You want to watch it live. You want to hear what Roxy and I are into. You want to hear Sal and I talk about Spider-Man. You can do that over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. On iTunes, give us them 5 stars. We love it. And also on Spotify, we ask you a question every week. A couple weeks ago, we did our Wakanda Forever review, and we asked you, what's your favorite moment in Wakanda Forever? Yeshua Wazalewski said, the scene where the boat is attacked in the beginning made the Mariner score eerie and spooky. Ray Alvarez said, that final desert fight looked beautiful. I saw it in IMAX. The aspect ratio shifted for that fight, and I scooted in the front of my chair. Overall, I liked it, didn't love it. And Risa Marie said, probably anytime M'Baku was on screen, not only does he have jokes, but he also had some solid advice for Shuri and has grown from the last movie.
I agree with that.
I agree with that too. I also got to say, just on watching it again, on a technical level, that movie is just really sharp. Speaking of M'Baku, the way that they subtly, the way the movie shows you how he's changed without somebody going, oh, M'Baku's really changed. Like there's that one bit, the one that really stuck out to me. It's after, spoilers for Wakanda Forever, Ramonda basically fires Okoye and Nakia brings Shuri back. And M'Baku's like, oh yeah, Nakia brought the princess back. And he's like, I'm sure the queen will banish her for her efforts. And it's a moment where you realize that like, M'Baku's on, and then he also saves a bunch of people when the people from Talokan attack right after that. And it's a really subtle way to like, maybe M'Baku would be a good leader for Wakanda. You know what I mean? Like he's on top of things.
The moment where he goes to see her at the funeral.
Yeah.
Or whatever that's called.
There's a lot of little, because there's so much going on in that movie, the way it's very economic with certain things. And also Winston Duke is just fucking really, really good. He's just really good. And it's cool. He's just one of those people that you just like watching. Anyway, good movie. Question for you, Roxy, how was traveling for you? Getting back to our main topic of holidays, Thanksgiving in particular. I know you like traveling back to Boston, seeing your family, especially since you all are all over the place.
I love flying. I've always loved flying.
Why? Explain. Help me live vicariously through you. Why?
I don't know. Some people do. Some people don't. You mm-hmm. know, like, do you like going on boats?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you like going for a run?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like some people like cars. Some people like boats. Some people like running. Some people, I love flying.
Cool, cool, cool.
And I don't know how to describe it other than like, I just like it. Yeah. I love being in the air. I think that the science is like miraculous. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's insane that if I was around 200 years ago, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me that we can create things that make it so that like I can live somewhere else and still see my family without going on a 4-month excursion across the country by horse.
Yeah.
Like just so wild to me. So I love flying. Yesterday, the plane reeked of urine in a way that I actually didn't know I was going to be able to make it through the flight.
Cool.
I was shocked by it. I've never experienced that. I was sitting back because like I told you, it was already so expensive. So all I could get were seats in the back, which I hate sitting in the back because everybody stands right next to you to wait for the bathroom. And there was a baby sitting a row in front of me. Oof. And there was a man next to me who was so fucking lovely. And I adored him. He was so sweet, but he wanted to talk the whole flight and it's a 6.5-hour flight.
Ooh.
And I'm
like, straight 6.5 hours straight.
6.5-hour straight flight. Yeah. Coming back here is quicker. Getting there is long. And what I hate about flying from LA to Boston is that it's a 6.5-hour flight and you lose 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I left my house. I left my place in LA at 9 a.m. yesterday. Mm-hmm. My dad lives 10 minutes from the airport in Boston. I got home at 9 p.m. So that is, you know, a 12-hour at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It always takes literally one half of a day.
Yeah.
And that's a direct flight. So it's much better coming back.
Yeah. because you gain those 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Florida boy, you know, what's up?
Yeah. Bet,
So it's just like a whole thing, but I love traveling, and I love traveling for the holidays because I find people are excited to go home. And the energy is so cute. People are taking their kids to go see their grandparents or whatever it is. Like, I just love people watching during that time.
Yeah.
And I also love, you know, my brother came and picked me up at the airport. I don't have that in LA.
Yeah.
You know, when I land in LA, I go outside. Mm-hmm. I wait for a shuttle. I shuttle to the Uber. I Uber home. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's time consuming. It's sad. It's lonely.
Yeah.
And when I come here, it's like my brother stayed with me till 3 a.m. and we baked cookies.
Cool.
And it's just like home to me and so nice. And so I love the traveling aspect, and I love the pickup aspect, and I love the people watching. Yeah.
Love. I dig it. I appreciate it.
How are you traveling, DJ?
I hate it, Roxy. Shocker. Yeah. You knew where this was going. I hate it. I will say this, to your point, it was cool yesterday. We got back. We got home. We checked on the pets. Everything was good. And I went to go get us food, and it was crazy to be driving in my car. I have started the day because we went from Disney World, having started the day in Orlando. And then a few hours later, be back home and be in my car. Wow. And that moment was like, man, that's crazy. And part of it was like, I was just glad to be home. But I'm 6'6". So sitting in a plane is never comfortable. There's no version of it. I've been on first class once, maybe twice. And that was okay. I don't like tight spaces.
So what happens with your knees, DJ?
They hit just the seat. They're just rubbing up against the seat in front of me.
There's no way to not, right? Like, there's no way. You're just too tall.
I can't stretch out. I can't. And I don't like feeling stuck. Like, I don't like being in any situation where if I decide to leave, I can't just go. And that's a plane. You're just in a tube in a sky, defying God. Like, you can't, whatever. And so I just don't, I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of it. I would love to do, I had some friends going to Dubai, for a convention, and it was like an 18-hour flight. And it's like, I'd love to see Dubai or Japan or Australia. I'd love to see those places, but the mental hurdle of figuring out what that would be like on a plane is just hard for me to overcome. I don't like it. I like being other places. I like seeing things. I like seeing my family. I like that part. But just the transition point, the act of traveling itself is not my favorite experience. But
there's some brutal elements to it, for sure. There's definitely some brutal elements to it. Like, even yesterday, I got to the airport. I go to my thing, the date has been changed.
Yeah.
Scrambling to figure out where it's changed to. Obviously, again, not made of money. So I'm boarding D.
Yeah.
So you're waiting. By the time I get on, all of the overhead places are almost taken. There's one in the back. Luckily, I'm sitting in the back. I'm not strong enough to lift my luggage over my head. Even though I'm gone for 12 days, I'm still doing a carry-on because I refuse to check a bag.
Yeah.
It's freezing here. So then that means that I have like almost nothing in my bag and whatever, but I have big clunky shoes. They're heavy. I can't lift it. I have to ask somebody for help.
Yeah.
When we finally land back over here, when we get in, they were like, hey, there's a problem at the gate. So we need to wait. Mm-hmm. Then everybody has stood up and I'm like,
yep.
And then I text my brother saying, I feel like a fucking sardine. Mm-hmm. Like, just like elbows. People are not respectful. There's somebody snotting all everywhere. Like, put on your fucking mask if you're going to be snotting.
There's so much flying to Florida. There is so much open mouth coughing and sneezing.
Yeah.
And like, fucking lock your shit up, guys. Like, come on, man. Like, get on point. It was wild everywhere we went, especially we went to Disney. And like, there wasn't any place to be where people weren't coughing, especially kids that would turn right at you and cough, right? Open mouth, not covered mouth, just cough at you.
We just look at it so differently at this point, you know, it's probably happening before, but now I'm just like, oh my God. So yeah, there's parts of it for sure. But for the most part, it's a beautiful time of year to have people be traveling and like going somewhere they want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I there's something about it that just like magical.
Roxy, have you been to, you were on the East Coast. Have you been to Disney World?
Yeah, I love Disney World.
Yeah.
So, I haven't been since I was like maybe early teenager, but yes.
Oh, so when was the last time you went to Disneyland? More recently?
Yeah. I go to Disneyland like 3 times a year.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 years since I've been to Disneyland. It's been 6 years since I've been to Disney World. My family did Disney World a lot growing up. That's where I just went. So this was my first time. Obviously hit the usuals, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are two big ones for me. Did some new stuff. They've got a new Remy ride in Ratatouille Remy ride in Epcot. It took a little navigating because I don't do lines. It's not even that I don't like, I hate lines. I don't, because you just say, I don't like lines. Nobody likes lines. I don't do lines. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I get it.
If it's longer than 40 minutes, fuck it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So
what sucks is that like you can't go to Disney and not do lines at all. Like,
unless you want to spend extra money.
The good news for me, and this is why I go as often as I do, is that I have a friend who works there. So I,
perfect.
Ideal, because then I can spend the extra money on, you know, like the $10 or $15 genie or $20 genie, whatever it is now. But I didn't buy my ticket, so I feel like it's justified.
100%.
Because otherwise, you're screwed. Like, if you have to buy your ticket, buy the genie pass, buy your parking, buy the food there for the day, you are looking at straight up a $350 day.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Yep. Which, per person.
Yep.
Which is like, yep. Just
brutal.
Ludicrous.
Brutal. So
you can do it cheaper than that, but if you're like eating 3 meals there for the day, and you're fucked.
So it was all about strategy. It was all about like trying to, here was the big one, Roxy, that I wanted to try to accomplish. I kept hearing about Rise of the Resistance. So it's like, I want to do it. And you know, you're looking at your little app and it's never lower than 90 minutes. And I'm like, fuck. So we knew the day we were going to Hollywood Studios, which is where Galaxy's Edge is. So we had our plan of, we are going to go in. I told everyone, here we're going to go in first thing before the park opens. We're staying at a resort there. So we can get in a little bit earlier than everybody else. We're going to do that right as the park opens. We're going to hoof it over to Galaxy's Edge and we're going to make line. Because I will, for this one, because I don't know the next, like I said, it's 6 years since I've done this, 3 years since Disneyland. I don't know the next time I'm going to be doing this. So this one I'll give up to maybe 90 minutes. This is the one that I'll do that for, maybe. But I'll avoid it if I can. Because that's one, you can't even do the genie. Normally you do the genie pass and it's all the rides, except for stuff like Rise of the Resistance. That's its own, you got to spend
own extra. Pass.
And it's $18. It's fuck you. No, you've got enough of my money. So we hoof it over. We do that. We get there. We hoof it over there. And the ride is closed. I'm like, fuck. Now I don't know what to do. There was technical issues throughout the day because this, now so it was closed. We went around, looked at Galaxy's Edge. By the way, Galaxy's Edge, even as a guy that is not the biggest Star Wars fan, looks dope. Looks fucking cool. We did. Is that when we did? No. We right at 8 when the park opened for everybody else. It got open. So we got in line and we got about half, what we found out later was about halfway through the queue, ride broke down again.
Are you debating at that moment, should I get out of line or should I just wait?
We were forced out of line. They sent cast members to get us out. And we didn't get any, what do they call it? A recovery, which is where we'll give you like a pass or whatever. We didn't get any of that. And so in my brain, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to spend my entire day trying to figure out this ride. You know what I mean? Even though I'm bummed about it, I'm not going to do it. So we went on Smuggler's Run, which was fine. It's a little weird. A lot of coordination for that ride, and you have to do it with people you don't know, which is weird.
Yeah. It's maybe the only ride that makes me like severely nauseous.
The one I don't do well, and I think this has gotten become more with age, the 3D, like Star Tours-like rides. For some reason, they make me nauseous. And I don't mind them, but like Transformers is the same way in Universal. And my wife loves those rides, so it's kind of gotten to me like, hey, have fun. So we did that. We were coming back, At this point, we haven't even had breakfast. So it's like, okay, we're trying to figure out breakfast. And my sister clocks that Rise of the Resistance is open again. So we hoof it back over there, just me and her now. My wife's sitting it out. We get through it. We get halfway through the ride. Breaks down again.
We're on the ride.
Spoilers for Rise of the Resistance. At the point where you get on that little track with the droids leading around, everything breaks down. And we're just sitting there until a cast member comes up, lets us off. This time they get us recovery. So we get a fast pass for that. So I knew my sister's leaving around midday. She had a ride out. So I was like, okay, right before you leave, we've got this recovery lightning lane. We're going to use it on this. So, but I wanted to give it a couple hours so they could clear out whatever's backing up the ride. We go, finally, third time's the charm. We got through it. And it's fucking cool. Like, it's really cool. And also, having been through the entire Rise of the Resistance ride, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it doesn't break down all the time because it's really complex. Roxy, have you been on it?
I thought so, but I don't think I have actually.
It's really, it's very cool. Like there's level, like there's different like sections of the ride. There's a bunch of cast members. I felt bad for everybody. There's like 20 or 30 people that just work on the ride from the different stages that get you from one part to the next. Kind of like, even if I had to wait 90 minutes, kind of worth it. Cause there's not, I haven't been on anything like it. Cool. That was the big hurdle at Disney World. Everything else went great. But if you guys get a chance, I do recommend it. Even though I'm not a huge fan of the more recent trilogy, and it's all like Kylo Ren and Rey and shit. It's cool. It's a cool Galaxy's Edge is cool. Had fun. Roxy, do you have a preferred Disney ride?
I really like I guess they're all Disney rides when they're at Disney. I was thinking about specific like Disney characters, but they're all Disney rides. My favorite is Space Mountain. That's my favorite of the rides. And then at California Adventure, my favorite is Soarin', which is just like so beautiful. But my favorite new one that I was going to say is the Guardians of the Galaxy one that took place of Tower of Terror. They did a sick job.
Yeah. I don't know that I've been on Tower of Terror, and I was happy to see that that's still in Disney World. Did I do Guardians? Yeah, I've done Guardians. It's cool.
I prefer the original Tower of Terror, but the Guardians one is still very cool.
Have you ever been on Tower of Terror in Disney World? Was that around when you were a kid?
Yes.
Because it's a little more, there's a little more to it, and it's pretty dope. Well,
yeah. There was another, isn't there the ride Rock and Roller Coaster there?
Yep.
Oh, that where I was sick.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife really likes that ride. She's a big Aerosmith fan. Before we go, I asked everybody in the Discord what they were thankful for. And Jake Hefner said, at the risk of sounding like a kiss ass, I'm thankful for both OSA and World Girls. Managed to bring me hours of fun, entertainment, and even knowledge every single week. Even when the world feels crazier and crazier, you two always find a way to make me smile. Thank you, DJ and Roxy, for all you do for us. Leonard Kim says, I'm incredibly grateful that we all get to have the debates about different movies and TV shows, even if some opinions are trash. I feel like that was directed at me, but that's fine. I have watched way too. Oh, maybe it's just general. Maybe that's not about our show. I was taking that personally. I don't think I needed to. I have
not
watched
personal DJ. Yeah, it's just business.
It's just business. I have watched way too many shows and a ton of movies, regardless of what I thought of them. I'm thankful that they all exist and aren't sitting in cyber limbo looking at you, Zaslav. There's something for everybody. Glenn Caesar says, to copy Jake Hefner, I'm thankful for both OSA, the World Girls, as well as all the friends and family that I've made along the way. DJ and Raksha, you two managed to bring me hours of fun, laughter, smiles, entertainment, and lots of knowledge each time I watch one of your shows, see your tweets. Thank you, DJ and Roxy, for all you do for us, and thanks for making this one of the places to be / hang out. And I want to say I am very thankful for all of you, all of our listeners, all the people on Patreon, all of our patrons. Obviously, there's through the past couple of years, there's been a lot of ups and downs for all of you that stuck with us. Enjoy the show, share the show. all our patrons that help keep the lights on. I'm very appreciative to all of you. And of course, I'm very appreciative to Roxy for putting up with me every week as we try and navigate this crazy show that we do. So
it's so not putting up with you. I wrote this like really mushy post on DJ's birthday.
It meant a lot
because
to me.
I legitimately tell everybody who asks me about you, like, I am obsessed with DJ. He's just the best. And what's great is that I have such a large sample size. Like, you're one of the people I've worked with the longest at this point, because I've been doing this forever. And I don't think people at home realize what it is like to start something with somebody and then have to do it by yourself. Like, what you have done to continue to have this community grow and all of the different sacrifices that you have made in order to just like cultivate this place. You kick ass, and very thankful for you and for the OSA and you guys at home, of course. But that was just a love letter to DJ.
Thank you. It means a lot to me. It really means a lot to me. And thankfully, I haven't had to do it alone because of you. And so I really appreciate that, and helping make the show grow and being a part of it and doing it with me every week really means a lot. Thank you for all of that. And again, thank you for everybody that's listening. Roxy, before we go, where can the kids find you?
Everywhere at Roxy Stryer, and go to theworldworlds.com to buy our 2023 calendar.
Links in the description. Check that out. You can find me at DJ Talks Trash, and you can find the show everywhere that matters, but on Twitter.
You ain't got the vowels for stupid for like maybe two more days.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Maybe we'll get one of those blue checks. Who's to say? We'll see you all.
Maybe he'll put the vowels back in stupid. We don't know what he's capable
of. That's all we want, Elon. That's what we all want. God damn it. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.